Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it's time now for the, I believe it's the sixth part of the Malachi prophecy. This is Sid Roth, and you can catch the whole interview on Sid Roth's SidRoth.org. But it's an interview with Tom Horn and Chris Putnam as they authored the books Petrus Romanus and Exo Vaticano, right? Vaticana. Right. And it's interesting. You've been following this interview. It's something that, you know, if you know me, I never would have even thought about. And we're hearing what they're saying, and we're just contemplating it. We're measuring it by the Word of God. But it's Sid Roth, you know, and he wouldn't have brought this in unless it was legitimate in the context of that. And you've got to get these books. You've got to be able to just hear it yourself and the investigation that they've done. But it's prophecy. You think about it, that's exactly what the Word of God says. This is what Jesus told us. Jesus told us that, I believe it in Matthew 24, they said, what will be the sign of your coming? He said, it'll be just like the days of Noah. So just go back and look at what it was like with Noah. And that's how it's going to be. Listen up, this is about the Malachi prophecies. Over 900 years ago, they were given by a prophet named Malachi, and he named each of the popes, or something about each of them, and the present pope would be the last pope, and it wouldn't be good, according to what they're saying. Listen up.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, we're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Get it ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I have to tell you, I have Tom Horn, who is co-author of the best-selling book, Petrus Romanus, subtitled The Final Pope is Here. And they made headlines because they predicted the pope would retire and then the last pope would come into office. And that's exactly what occurred. But Tom, on yesterday's broadcast, you were talking about some of these Vatican astronomers and experts put information into your hands as to what they're up to. And when I read this, I said, this is the most plausible understanding of end times, Book of Revelation, that I've ever seen. Tell me some of the information that you found out.
Well, yesterday we were talking about what Guy Cosmenalgo had told us that led us to. In fact, we went back to him and said, we want to make sure that we're not misquoting you. I mean, are you really suggesting that Jesus was the son of a child of other races, a star child, that basically, as you view it, the virgin birth of Mary, who you so highly regard, was equivalent to an alien abduction scenario in which the virgin birth was actually because she was abducted and impregnated by E.T. and gave birth to a hybrid Jesus. And he confirmed that. And so all of this, Sid, would seem just impossible theology if it wasn't for the fact that so many high-ranking Vatican spokespersons are confirming it. Some of this is public knowledge. Some of these are public articles that I've been pointing to that are being written by Opus Dei level theologians who are fashioning the doctrine around which I foresee a soon coming papal decree. This is what I believe. Now, don't forget that I was able to predict, but not because I'm calling myself a prophet, but because we did so much exhaustive research, tens of thousands of pages of research, a team of six people who spent a year, including private investigators, looking into the murder of certain priests who we think were ready to talk about some of this stuff, and suddenly they showed up dead. This was an exhaustive research project that eventually led us to predict that Pope Benedict would abdicate the throne, citing health reasons, and even when it would happen. and we were correct. Now, because we were, we went on then into what's an even larger investigation, Exo Vaticana, which you have exclusivity to for the first release of the book. And we got other Vatican spokespersons willing to talk to us. They, by the way, we went to the Vatican Astronomical Technology Telescope. The Jesuits met with us. They gave us complete access to their telescope in on top of Mount Graham. We went from there to the large binocular telescope next door where the Lucifer device is installed, which they also use. And yes, the device is actually named after the devil. And we spent the entire day. We spent about 12 hours with them that day.
Now that was in Mount Graham, Arizona. But there was an interesting aspect about the Apaches right where that telescope is.
Yeah, well, the Apaches consider that mountain to be sacred. And even that's interesting. We talk about it in the book because they connect it to their creation myth in which a disc descended down from out of the heavens and the great creator God spoke to them. And it sounds very much like today's traditional descriptions of UFO activity. But they consider that mountain to be sacred, and they call it the Star Base now, almost tongue in cheek, because of the Vatican personnel that's atop there using those various devices to study deep space. And when you start looking into the lawsuits that they have filed in the past to try to keep the Vatican from building their telescope atop that mountain and all of the history that's around that we go in the book, you go back to like Dr. Christopher Corbally. He's the vice director for the Vatican Observatory Research Group. He was until the end of 2012, so he was up until a few months ago. He, too, believes that our image of God is going to have to change, and soon, because of alien life being confirmed. He's talked about this publicly, and he says it's going to include the need to evolve from the concept of an anthropocentric God into a broader entity. Well, he means exactly what that sounds like. We've always thought that the earth was special, that God created heaven here, that Jesus came here, and they're going to help us to understand that that's not true. We live in a Star Trek-type reality. There's intelligent life all over the place, spread throughout the cosmos. Many of them are morally superior to us, and as a matter of fact, some of them have been given the destiny of soon coming to earth to evangelize us, to correct the mistakes that we've made in our theology. That's what he believes. The current Vatican Observatory Director is Father Jose Funes. He has gone equally far. He suggests that alien life not only exists in the universe, but this is our brother. And when it is revealed, then the true faith of Christianity, and furthermore, the dominion of Rome in regard to that true faith, will take its final position. The El Observatore Romano, the official mouthpiece for the media, they asked him recently what he meant by that, and he talked about how life can't be ruled out, that the reality of it is sooner than later. And these are our space brothers who are going to come and help us with our theological problems. He, Monsignor Corrado Balducci, he died a couple of years ago. He was an exorcist, a theologian. He was a member of the Vatican Curia, which is the governing body at Rome. He was a friend of the Pope. He went so far as to go on Italian national television, and you can Google the YouTubes on this and watch him, in which numerous times he said some very important things. He stated that extraterrestrials were not only possible, but they're already here, and they're already interacting with the Earth, and that the Vatican's leaders were aware of it. Now, why is it important to pay attention to what he said? Because he was the official spokesperson for the Vatican on the reality of alien intelligence, and he was a demonologist. He was an exorcist, and he says that these creatures are not demonic, and they're not due to psychological impairment, that their reality on Earth is real. They're already interacting with us, and he even said that the Vatican was not only closely following the phenomenon, but they were quietly compiling material evidence using the Vatican's embassies around the world on the extraterrestrials and their mission. And this was something, by the way, he died. The Vatican has never corrected that. They've never said he was just speaking for himself, he wasn't speaking for the church. And officially, he was speaking for the church, and that's never been corrected.
Let me take you back for those that were listening earlier in the week, we found out you had such a unique background, Tom. You had literally scriptural information, revelation information downloaded to you about a year after you became a believer. Of course, you've been Assembly of God pastor for over 25 years, and you teamed up with Chris Putnam, who's a theologian, so that everything is line upon line, precept upon precept. But in your own family, uniquely enough, there was ET-type activity. Continue that story you started earlier in the last, it was actually last week.
Why would I be interested in, you know, UFOs, alien abduction, that kind of phenomenon? It was because there was this secret held in my family for a very long time that I'm now, for the first time, talking about in this book. And I'm doing so, Sid, because I know there have to be an awful lot of other people out there who are Christians today, but who had experiences in their past that seem oddly comparable to what other people call alien abduction. And some of that stuff haunts them, and they've never had anybody they can go to. They don't have people they can go to talk to. And the end of my story actually has to do with the fact that you can have complete and final deliverance over what some people call alien abduction phenomenon. It can be stopped dead in its tracks through the power of prayer and the authority of Jesus Christ. And I know this experientially. It's not a theory with me. In my family, we go into this very long story we won't have time on this radio show to talk about, but how my dad made a discovery. It was connected to some very famous UFO activity cases, but shortly after that, my sister started experiencing what I would only many years later as an adult, because I was young then, as an adult, I would begin seeing her story basically being told by others in abduction phenomenon, and the day finally came when I went to her. We had very long conversations about this. She was not a Christian, and I realized not only had it started happening when we were kids, and it is very traditional, the whole small, bulbous-headed, gray beings coming into your room, the whole thing, very traditional to what so many other tens of thousands of people around the world have reported, and over a period of time, I was able to help her get her life right with God, and claim the authority of Jesus Christ. And I told her, when these things come, you cannot just rely on me praying for you. You can get your life right, and by getting your life right, you can claim this authority. And not only was she having those experiences, but a federal employee who was her daughter, and it was her husband, who was a nuclear physicist doing top secret work for the government, that disappeared and has never been seen again. This is an astonishing story. It's all documentable. But in her case and in her daughter's case, we were able to see that activity stop permanently by their acceptance of Jesus Christ and their using the authority of prayer and the name of Jesus, and that activity stopped. And we want other people to know that this has a demonic aspect to it, and it can be ceased in its tracks, that every power on earth and in the heavens bows at the name of Jesus Christ, and that's the message.
I can't wait for you to read these two books we're making available. It's a whole new paradigm for end times. They document the secret files in the Vatican Library and the belief that the Vatican says there are aliens from outer space. Petrus Romanus, the last pope, hidden deep in the Vatican libraries 900 years ago, there was a vision of the next 112 popes. Stunning accuracy of the first 111. Now, this last pope will take office for the final judgment. The second book, Exo Vaticana, and I might add, it's not available in bookstores. We have an exclusive on this for a while, documents Vatican plans for the arrival of an alien god with a small g from another planet and complete reevaluation of Christianity. This is such a plausible view of the Antichrist coming in the clouds to deceive the masses. Both books available for a gift of $35.
It is amazing to see this interview. And you also can get to it in the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. And, you know, we would never even be talking about this if all this research is done by the theologians, by the investigators that looked at and interviewed the Jesuits themselves, and they're the ones saying this, and they send it in writing, and you're going to hear the rest of this, you know, progressively. Obviously, that's the sixth part of a 10-part interview, but I mean, it just kind of leans you forward in anticipation. What is going on? Because you always project. you always project that it's not your generation. But as you heard earlier in EZ-12, this is what God said. He said, listen, no longer will you say that it's a long time coming. No longer will you say that, yeah, that you've got a word, but it's not our generation. He says it's all going to happen when God says it's going to happen. And it looks like everything's coming to a crescendo. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.